in 2021. This event is a fundraiser that will benefit WBAI New York.
The previous program was Neurodiversity Experts Talks with Natalie Tandyway, heard Fridays at 2 p.m. It is now 2:30 p.m. Stay tuned for EcoLogic. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. Stay tuned.
It whole again. I believe we can make it whole. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
If they keep on polluting the earth and telling where we gonna plant our seeds, it makes me wanna cry for the children. Makes me wanna.
Healthy air and water. Every day is Earth Day. I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gellert.
And I'm Donna Stein. And this is EcoLogic for July 23rd, 2021.
When your air or water are clean, thank an environmentalist. If not, become one. Enough said.
Wouldn't it be great if the parking lots were shaded with solar panels?
Today, Lindsay Auden, one of the stars of the renewable energy movement, is working on that.
Lindsay, what can be done to bring more solar power to New York?
Well, as you know, we all need to get solar power systems wherever we can fit them, because every time we put up a piece of solar, we displace fossil fuel power, and that reduces carbon emissions. But there are a lot of places that you can't put up solar right now, one of them being in municipal or city parks over their parking lots. There's a process called solar canopies, where you see this all over the country, especially in the south and west, where over the parking lot, not the grass, the parking lot, there is a shade structure. Basically, it's a roof without any walls, and cars park under there, and they stay nice and cool and nice and dry. And that's done at private parking lots all over the country. But in New York State, you can't put one up at a parking lot over a park without getting a very special exemption. And I'm here to promote the idea of an exemption law that has made it partway through the legislature, but not all the way.
What part?
We got through the state Senate, 62-1. Not political, not Republican, not Democrat. 62-1 it went through the state Senate. But it got stopped in the state assembly at the Environmental Conservation Committee, which is run by Steve Englebright, normally a solar advocate, and he is not allowed to come to a discussion or a vote. And we can't get it to this full assembly for a vote until we go through the Environmental Conservation Committee.
So tell us more about your efforts. Tell us more about your efforts to get, let me take this mic off. About your efforts to get more solar power installed in New York State.
Well, I work primarily in Westchester County. I am the head of the Solar Sustainability Committee for the Village of Croton, which is in Westchester County. We have put solar up on one of our firehouses, also our Department of Public Works, which is over 300 kilowatts, and we are presently working on solar canopies over the train station parking lot in Croton. That's not a park. It's a parking lot for a train station. So we have no problem there. We're pushing right now to build a 4-megawatt system. We've already gone to bid. We already have the bidder. We're working on the plans. It's a 2-year project. If we put that up, that's going to be enough power to run all the municipal facilities in Croton.
Panel structures take up parking spaces? Will we lose spaces because of that?
No, they're above the parking spaces, about between 13 and a half and 20 feet above the ground, because they're on a tilt, keep in mind. And so the low side is about 13 or 14 feet. And each stands above, like on a pillar, an I-beam, which goes into a concrete piling, which is about 20 or 30 inches in diameter, depending upon the size of the system. That goes into the ground. That goes in front of the parking space. So no parking spaces are lost, and everybody should be happy about that.
Sure.
Let's go back to basics. Why don't you explain what a solar canopy is?
Okay, think about a parking area, and then think about a rooftop above it that does not have any walls around it, so it's just like a shade structure. You see these in the south and the west, where they have them over parking lots to keep the cars from getting really, really hot. You know, cars are like greenhouses when you are parking in the sun. So they have these shade structures over them, and people park underneath them so their cars don't get hot. It also keeps the rain off. In our area, it would also keep the snow off and the rain and all that. So it's basically just a tilted roof mounted on pillars above the paved area. Doesn't have any impact on the grass, doesn't do anything to the trees. It's over the blacktop or the graveled part of a parking lot.
What I've heard so many times when I go to the beach with somebody and we're walking from the beach to the parking lot and you're walking in your bare feet, the parking lot is incredibly hot. And everybody knows I'm an environmentalist. They know I'm pro-solar. Ken, how come this parking lot isn't covered with solar panels? And so now you're explaining that there's actually a law preventing that at the state-owned parks.
It's not just state-owned. It's also city, county, any municipal park in New York State. In order to have something like a solar canopy, would have to get a special exemption. This goes back to a law that goes back almost 20, 30 years called the Park Alienation Law. Park alienation means you're screwing around with a park, you're doing something that wasn't designed for. And that particular law, which must have had a good reason to be passed, somebody must have done something real bad with a park in those days, says that if you want to get an exemption, you have to get a separate law for each change to each park. It has to be passed through the state senate. That law has to pass through the assembly. It has to be signed by the governor. And, of course, it has to have a surveyor and a whole bunch of legal papers. We started down that path, and we realized that just for a little canopy system we wanted to put in at Croton Landing Park, just the paperwork would cost more than $20,000. And you still wouldn't be assured of actually getting the law passed. Sometimes they don't go through. So our developers and others said, we can't start on this thing. You've got to get this either some sort of exemption that doesn't cost $20,000 or more, or you got to get rid of this law and give us an exemption. And then Peter Harkin, Senator Peter Harkin, state senator, created a law that would exempt solar canopies over parking lots at parks. And we call it the Harkin Law. That's just his name. And he created the Senate law. That was fine. We got that passed. But we didn't have an assembly law. Well, in the last session, starting last year and into this year, our state assembly person, Sandy Galiff for short, put together such a law. She got a co-sponsor, Carrie Warner from Saratoga Springs, and they created an identical law and tried to push it through the assembly. but it got stuck at the Environmental Conservation Committee. We now have 44 co-sponsors of this assembly bill. So it's not controversial. A lot of people want to do it. But we don't have a majority on the Environmental Conservation Committee. We need four more state assembly people on that committee to be co-sponsors, and then we'll have a majority of the committee.
Ah. Yeah, you know, this reminds me of when people, you know, listeners of BAI might remember this from 2008, were involved in getting commercial net metering in the state of New York. At that time, commercial properties were not allowed to get net metering, which is when your electric meter runs backwards if you make more electricity than you use. And they weren't allowed to get the benefit of that, just residences. That was like a compromise with the utilities. And it was ordinary people. None of the big greens, none of the politicians who are pushing that, got commercial net metering in 2008, and only took a few months. So we do have the power to affect laws like this. And so we can do it. And one question I have in my mind, because I keep thinking about the beach. And one of the things that happens at the beach, of course, is that gulls will drop clams on the parking lot to break them so they can get at the clam in the middle. If they drop a clamshell on a solar panel, on a solar canopy, what happens to the canopy?
Well, the canopy is a steel structure. It's steel beams going up. It's corrugated steel on the roof. Then the panels are mounted on that corrugated steel roof. Now, I can't speak for the panels themselves. If it's a big enough clam, who knows? But we have over 200 solar systems in Croton at homes, many of which are right along the Hudson, and they've been around for more than a decade. And so far, nobody's had a clam break their solar panel. So I won't say it's impossible. I won't say it's impossible. But suffice to say, the clam would first of all have to have a good aim, because these canopies don't cover the whole park. They only cover a strip of the parking lot. And second of all, if it damages one panel, that's all right. We're talking hundreds of panels for each of these solar canopies.
Are the panels covered with glass, or is it the silicon of the solar cell itself is what's exposed?
Well, there's a form of silicon glass on top. It's a standard solar panel. It's just like you'd put on your rooftop on your house. Or if you had it ground-mounted, it would be the same thing there. It's the same kind of panel, nothing special, and it's just mounted and structurally attached to the corrugated steel. The whole system is designed to withstand, in my area, Croton, withstand 114-mile-an-hour wind, so it'll handle a hurricane pretty well. And we've all had bad weather here and there, and of all the systems in Croton, I can't speak for the rest of the country, but for all those systems we have in Croton, of which there's more than 200, we haven't had any problems with any kind of breakage of any solar system.
All within current building codes, or do they need any changes?
Well, what you have, in order to get incentives from the state of New York for any major solar, including a parking canopy, and NYSERDA gives a special incentive just for these parking canopies, you have to abide by what's called the New York Sun. That's NY-SUN, New York Sun Manual. This is one of the ways in which New York State standardized and created a level of quality for any kind of solar system put in New York State if it is under the New York Sun specifications, which includes a raft of building codes and all kinds of codes. You've got to have a four-year guarantee and blah, 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 blah. It goes on for like 20, 30 pages. And if it is a New York Sun system, which is what you should specify if you're going to do anything in New York State, the developer will follow and do this stuff because he gets a nice, hefty incentive. He gets paid to do this. So they all sign on to New York Sun because they want the money. And then they have to follow the codes that are in New York Sun, which builds in all the building codes that you'd probably ever want to touch in your life.
So no worries there. Well, what would you like listeners to do?
Here's exactly what I'd like your listeners to do. I happen to have in front of me a list of names. There are four assembly reps that we need to go after that are within the listing range of this program. Two of them are in New York City, one of them's in Westchester, and one of them is on Long Island. So now listen up for your area, okay? If you are in Brooklyn, we want your representative, William Colton, who represents the 47th Assembly District. We want you to contact him, and the telephone numbers will be at ecoradio.org. His particular area is what's called Bath Beach. If you you're in Brooklyn, you probably know what Bath Beach is. But it's in between Fort Hamilton and Gravesend. If you're not sure, here's the zip codes that he serves. 11214 and 11223. If those are your zip codes, either one, 11214 or 11223, he is your assembly person. We want you to call the guy. We're going to give you both his office number local and his office number in Albany. If you want to email him, I'll tell you how to do that otherwise. But it's a very simple thing to do. And we have at the ecoradio.org a one-page summary telling you what to do. And that's the first one. The second one is in Manhattan. That's Deborah Glick, G-L-I-C-K, Deborah Glick. She represents the 66th Assembly District, which includes the Village, Greenwich Village, Soho, NoHo, and Tribeca. So if you're in one of those areas, Soho, NoHo, Tribeca, or the Village, you want to contact Deborah Glick. Then in Westchester, it's
Steve. That should be a no-brainer in her case.
You'd think, right? In Westchester, it's Steve Otis, O-T-I-S, Steve Otis. He represents the 91st Assembly District, which includes these towns. So if you are in one of these towns, he's your rep. Port Chester, Rye, Rye Brook, New Rochelle, Larchmont, and Amerenek. I'll list them off again. Port Chester, Rye, Rye Brook, New Rochelle, Larchmont, and Amerenek. Finally, on Long Island, we have Fred Thiel. That's T-H-I-E-L-E, Fred Thiel. He represents Assembly District 1, which covers the whole South Fork of Long Island. We're talking way, way out on the east end of the island. The whole South Fork, which includes all the Hamptons and Shelter Island. Contact Fred Thiel. All four of them are on the committee where we need a majority to push this through the Environmental Conservation Committee and bring it to a floor vote in the next session.
Is there a bill number?
Bill number is A6838. Again, A for Assembly, 6838. A6838. That's what we want them to co-sponsor. There are 44 others already doing it.
Favorite thing, to empower our listeners to be able to know that they can do something. That they can, if they don't live in those areas, they can go to those areas and talk to people, or they might have friends in those areas. This needs to be done. So thank you, listeners, for always coming through for these important issues. Lindsay, what are the impacts of this program? What about the impacts of the canopies on solo parkland? Let's go back into the basics here in the last few minutes.
Well, let me get right to it. For every time you put up a megawatt, whether it's on parks, parkland, rooftop, whatever, you kill off about 600 metric tons of carbon emissions each year. 1 megawatt, about 600 metric tons. There are literally thousands of parks in New York State. I tried to add them all together. You got over 200 state parks, you got like 600 municipal other parks, and a whole bunch in between. So we figure there's over 1,000 parks which have parking lots that would be capable of getting a solar canopy. Some may work, some may not. But even if we only got 10% of them, you could easily cobble together 100 megawatts of solar on the parking lots. We're all right now. Cars are just sitting baking at this point. 100 megawatts, you're talking 60,000 tons per year of carbon being avoided. And on top of this, those types of canopies can produce revenue for the town that they're in and also produce a 10% discount for the people that get the power from those things. It's called community solar. It's a separate state program. Everybody wins.
And there's a lot of jobs involved. You can't install solar panels from overseas. It's got to be a local person putting the installations up.
Yeah, you got steel work, electric work, all kinds of work for people.
Go ahead, Sally.
Yeah, what's the impact on the rest of the park? Is there on the parkland itself?
No impact on the parkland. First of all, you would never get an acceptance from that from the people who use the park. That's why we want to do it just over the parking lot. It's not going to touch the grass, not going to hurt the trees.
Are there other projects stalled over this issue?
Yes, there's at least three in Westchester, one owned by the county at Croton Point Park, where you go for the Clearwater Festival, one in Yorktown, and also at least one in Croton at this time. And that's just in my neighborhood. There's probably a bunch of others I don't know about.
Okay, well, I must say, once again, the time just flew by. There's only so much time, and we do need to to wrap it up. But thanks for joining us, everybody.
Next week.
Friday.
Sorry?
Give that bill number again, Lindsay.
A6838. A6838.
All right. Get that assembly bill passed. And tune in next week, Friday, July 30th at 2:30 p.m., when our topic is microbes, a vital component of everything.
Everything. They're not all bad. They're mostly good.
To be really interesting.
And you can rely on Ecologic to bring you news of upcoming events and people making a difference. This is a most important role for Ecologic and WBAI-FM.
You can listen to this show again and any of our past shows and get environmental news on a variety of topics, such as www.ecoradio.org.
One of the topics on there that we never mentioned before, the United Nations has a report from the International Panel on Climate Change. That report has been leaked. It's not supposed to come out until next year. It was leaked, and we have an article on our website and link to more information on ecoradio.org.
And that's www.ecoradio.org. Two brief announcements. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission will take public comment on Holtec's awful, dreadful post-shutdown activities report for decommissioning Indian Point. That's Thursday, July 29th at Sleepy Hollow Hotel in Tarrytown from 6 to 9 p.m. Go to clearwater.org. That's clearwater.org. Also, there'll be a flotilla protesting the fracked gas dance camera plant on the Hudson River on Wednesday, August 4th. If you'd like to be in the flotilla, go to clearwater.org. That's clearwater.org.
Also, to find out when our shows are posted, those of you online, please sign up for our email list. And those of you on Facebook, please like our page. Enter Eco-Logic.
There are many video and audio versions of Eco-Logic available to you for a donation to WBAI. Go to www.givetowbai.org and choose Eco-Logic on the drop-down menu after you click on Next. Or call 212-209-2950 and say that you want to be a member or a BAI buddy.
And of course, we would love you to become a member in the name of your favorite radio program, Ecologic. It's a win-win.
And much appreciation for our excellent engineer, Reggie Johnson. We couldn't do this without you. I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gellert.
And I'm Donna Stein. Tune in next Friday, July 30th at 2:30 p.m. for our microbe show. And once again, to install solar canopies all over the state, go to Bill A6838 to make sure that it gets passed.
And thank you, Lindsay Auden, for being on Ecologic today. And of course, we go out with our solar medley.
WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Askia Muhammad. Here are some headlines. Congressional Black Caucus Whip Hank Johnson was arrested alongside prominent voting rights advocates as they protested attacks on democracy in front of a Senate building. Harvard professor and former NAACP president Cornell Brooks, Black Voters Matter co-founder Cliff Albright, and Color of Change president Rashad Robinson were among those arrested. Before their arrest, The men were joined by other activists and Congress members on the steps of the Supreme Court, where they called for abolishing the filibuster and for senators to pass the For the People Act. A former Air Force intelligence analyst said his guilt over participating in lethal drone strikes in Afghanistan led him to leak government secrets about the drone program to a reporter. Daniel Hale of Nashville, Tennessee, is scheduled to be sentenced Tuesday in U.S. District Court in Alexandria after pleading guilty to violating the Espionage Act by leaking top-secret documents. In court papers, Hale's lawyers asked that he receive a 12 to 18-month sentence, which would be below sentencing guidelines. The Biden administration has imposed new sanctions on Cuba's defense minister and the interior ministry, warning this is just the beginning. The move comes in response to recent anti-government protests denouncing the economic crisis during the pandemic and reports of government repression. People have been scrambling to cope amid shortages of medicine, food, and other resources, largely due to catastrophic U.S. sanctions. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez denounced the sanctions as, quote, unfounded and slanderous, and said the U.S. should enforce such measures on itself instead because of daily acts of police repression and brutality, end quote. This comes as 400 politicians, intellectuals, clergy members, artists, activists, and former heads of state called on Biden to immediately lift the 243 sanctions the Trump administration imposed on Cuba. The group, which includes former Brazilian President Luiz Lula da Silva, Noam Chomsky, and Cornel West, printed a full-page ad in today's New York Times headlined, Let Cuba Live. The Cleveland Major League Baseball franchise announced in December of 2020 that it had decided to get rid of the Indians nickname that had become increasingly divisive. The franchise has gone by the name Indians since 1915. Today, they announced a change. After the conclusion of this season, the Cleveland baseball team will be known as the Guardians. Sports franchises are increasingly under criticism for using names, logos, and uniform design elements that reference Native Americans. Cleveland phased out Chief Wahoo logo, and the NFL's Washington franchise has been going by the name Washington Football Team since altering its identity in July of last year after receiving pressure from sponsors. Several Democratic senators said that newly released materials showed the FBI failed to fully investigate sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh when he was nominated to the court in 2018. Yesterday, it was revealed that the FBI received 4,500 tips on a phone line in 2018 as part of a background investigation into Kavanaugh, but only provided, quote, relevant ones to former President Trump's White House counsel. Kavanaugh was confirmed to the Supreme Court in October 2018, despite claims that he had sexually assaulted women three decades ago. Currently in Washington, it's partly cloudy and 84. In New York, it's partly cloudy and 81. I'm Askia Muhammad. Thank you for listening to WPFW Washington and WBAI New York.
This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. The previous program was Ecologic, which is on, what today is? Oh yeah, it's Fridays at 2:30 p.m. Yes, Ecologic is on Fridays at 2:30 p.m. Stay tuned for On the Ground with Esther Everam. That's coming up in the next hour. stay tuned. More fun will continue.